What is going on, everybody? It's your host, Austin Knight, here on the Eyed Chronicles podcast. Chronicles of Eyed podcast, I should say. Anyways, we are teasing the very first episode of this podcast. And with me right now is going to be my guest for the upcoming episode, Jeremy Kern, my good friend, Jeremy. What is going on, my dude?
What's going on, man?
All right, so let's just spend the next couple of minutes just kind of promoting our episode coming up here. We're going to be talking about a lot of cool things, and one of the cool things and experiences that we've had, and one of those main topics of that just kind of falls in that category is all of our experiences at NASCAR races that we've been to. So, man, I'm pretty excited about talking about this.
I'm pretty stoked too, man. I mean, I can't wait until we actually, you know, do this thing full bore so we can let the listeners and everybody out there know our experience and our adventures we've gone on.
Absolutely. You know, because you and I were just talking here just the other day. We were kind of just rambling on about some NASCAR races up. You know, we got Kentucky upcoming here in just like 6 weeks away or something like that, 5 weeks away. But we were talking, and we counted 10 NASCAR races we've been to, and I told you, it's crazy to think about that. Just for me personally, I don't want to make this about me though, but I've been to 10 NASCAR races, and growing up as a kid, that was like my ultimate dream. And every single one of them, I mean, it's been a blast, you know, and I know we've made a lot of good memories at every racetrack.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I'm kind of the opposite of you. I mean, when you were a kid, you wanted to, you know, always go to a NASCAR race and everything. And when I was a kid, I didn't know what NASCAR was. I mean, you know, my dad would watch it on TV and I'd see these cars going round and round. I'm like, what's up with that? But, you know, I have you to thank for that. So
typical. That's like a typical response, though. When you talk about NASCAR to other people, they just kind of say, man, how do you sit there and watch it? All they do is make left turns. And I normally follow up that with a response similar to, well, they go to road courses every now and then. They do drive right. They do turn right every once in a while at some tracks. Like, but they're just going round and round. It's like, but it's fun. It's awesome. Like you just don't sit there and let it. You just don't sit there. Like, if you just focus on like the sport itself, it's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. I mean, I kind of say the same thing as you, but I also add in there, you know, to get the real and true NASCAR experience. You know, you can sit behind a TV and watch it at home for free, or, you know, watch it at the bar and have a couple drinks with your friends. But, you know, to get the ultimate true NASCAR fan experience, you have to be at a race.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. And I mean, and you know, for some people, you know, they, you know, can't really afford it. And, you know, but there's so many tracks have some really good deals on like the Xfinity races. Like, you don't have to spend, you know, $50 on a ticket. You can spend like almost 25 at some tracks. You know, just take your kid out. Kids get in for free on the Truck Series and Xfinity races. I think they get discounts on the Monster Energy Cup Series.
Which, yeah, I think when cool. Oh yeah, definitely. I think it was down at Bristol. They do $10 for kids, I think 12 and under for the cup race. So, I mean, you know, you're going to pay a little bit more money for your ticket as an adult, but you know, you might as well spend that extra $10 to take your kid along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I definitely second that. And like I said, you know, we've been to Charlotte, Bristol, Martinsville, Daytona.
Martinsville twice.
Yeah, Bristol twice. Martinsville twice. Or no, I'm sorry. Man, Martinsville twice. Bristol once. We've been to Kentucky. Now, this upcoming July of 2018 will be our sixth consecutive year going to Kentucky. And we're going to.
You want to know something funny about Kentucky?
What's that?
We've never, ever paid for tickets for Kentucky.
That is true. That is very true. And actually, we didn't even spend money on NASCAR tickets until like our third or fourth race, which was at Bristol, which is kind of cool because we had won all those tickets prior to then.
Oh yeah. And that's one thing, you know, the hype with, you know, with NASCAR and me anyway. I mean, like I said at the beginning, you got me interested in, you know, I was driving you home from school one day in 2012, and Froggy 99 was doing a giveaway for some kind of NASCAR.
Shout out to Froggy 99.
Right. And, you know, me knowing not a thing about NASCAR, but, you know, it was like something like Dale Jr. plus Casey Kane minus Jeff Gordon. In order to win, you had to know the car numbers to the drivers and then do the math that way. So it was definitely a test. I mean, if you're not familiar with NASCAR, but
luckily I was there. 88 plus 5 minus 24, there it is.
Bada bing, bada boom.
But anyways, you know what, there is so much in all of our experiences, and I can't wait to share it with all of our listeners, which is gonna be really, really cool. So we're gonna save all of that for the upcoming episode. Again, you guys can download it on the iTunes store through the podcast. Again, it'll be Jeremy Kern and I sharing our wonderful and amazing experiences at all the NASCAR races we've been to. Man, it's been so, so legit, especially that last one at Martinsville.
Oh, I know. I think that was – it's going to be hard to beat that trip.
Yeah, and we're going to try to condense it all in 1 hour. So you guys will definitely want to stay tuned for that. The first episode will be released this upcoming Thursday. Today is the this recording – got about a couple more days, so a couple more days we'll have it out and ready for you guys. So definitely stay tuned for that. But for right now, again, I'm your host Austin. Jeremy Kern. Thank you so much for coming in and helping me hype this first episode.
Oh, hey, no problem, man. I'm looking forward to going full bore here in a couple days.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you then. And until next time, everybody, peace out.